Wake up call on WTLS, 7 o'clock on this Monday morning. Coach Frank Autry is in the studio with us. Good morning, Coach. Good to see you.
Good morning.
Appreciate you coming down today. And you, contrary to what Steve Stokes said about Auburn, you are wearing an Alabama shirt. So
first thing out of
the University of Alabama. First thing out of the closet.
I didn't think he wanted me to wear my coach's shirt from Tallahassee. Probably can't wear it anymore.
I wish you would, yeah.
That'd be funny.
Let's go back to when you first came to Tallahassee as part of the staff, obviously a teacher and a coach. What was your first year?
1981.
81. So that was Ronnie Baines' final years as the head football coach when he was about to transition into baseball only.
Yeah. So I left Edgewood.
You were at Edgewood Academy.
I was a coach at Edgewood and assistant headmaster over there for a time, then I came to Tallahassee.
What drew you here?
Married a local girl.
That was it, huh?
Miss Jan, she graduated from Real Town, but that doesn't matter. It's just up the road.
Right.
But I knew Mr. Stokes, and he had a math job open. So we talked, got hired. I was only going to teach math. I wasn't going to coach anymore. And Ronnie came to me and talked to me about coaching junior high. He moved Woody up to the varsity. I don't know if you remember him or not, but old Curry.
Yeah.
He and I coached junior high that year.
Mm-hmm.
And then he left, and Rice came in when Baines retired. And I got moved up to the varsity, and that's where I stayed for about 18 years.
So, you know, you coached, if you really kind of come down to it, you said you coached into the late 90s. You went through a lot of tenures of coaches during that span. I mean, it goes from Baines to Rice to McCord to Beck to Woody to McCord again, right? Then I guess you were there when Rose came in, correct?
No.
That was, you just retired then probably then, right? Because he came in 98.
No, I never did coach with Rose.
Yeah, so the last one would have been, I guess, McCord the second time around then, huh?
Yeah.
That's a lot of coaches, though.
Sure was.
You saw a lot of stuff. You were part of a lot of games.
A bunch of them.
Yeah. So, what was it like through that run? That's a long run at Tallahassee. And you did some other sports, obviously, as you mentioned, but...
Yeah, I coached junior high basketball.
Right.
We had a good run as long as... Well, the seniors that we had during that time, or ninth graders moved up to the varsity, you know, Yankee and Country and Colors, Big Grits, all those. That was a team that started with in junior high football. Then they had a real good basketball program.
I want to kind of go back through some of the highlights, some of the better years. So the 83 season. When we first made it to the playoffs. Talk about that team. Because you mentioned some of those guys that were a part of that team that went on to the 84 team that made the run to the semifinals the very next year with Shane and company. And I talked to Shane. Shane says the 83 team was the best of the two, the better of the two. He says he thought 83 was better, but it was a different kind of setup with the playoff system and six classes versus four the next year.
Well, if you could run down the T.R. Miller coach, what's his name, Riggins?
Jamie Riggs, yeah.
He'd tell you that... That night, Tallahassee and T.R. Miller was playing for the state championship. That was the two best teams in the state, 4A, which you were.
Yeah.
Because the next week, they just destroyed Cherokee County.
Right.
I guess Cherokee County was like us one year when back in 86, 87, we beat Beauregard and went to the state playoff, 1-9. Man, that's great, ain't it?
I remember that, yes.
Got slaughtered by Lynette. The next week. But no, the Yankee and them, I'd have to say that Rhett Dennis, Richard Rogers, and that bunch that played the year before, they set the precedence. In other words, you know, they always talk about building the foundation. Well, they built the foundation. They came in and they worked hard. They dedicated themselves and like they always say, you know, you buy into the program. Well, they bought into Coach Rice's program, and they found out that winning was good. They won a lot of ball games that year before we went to the semifinals.
9-1-1 season in a regular season with 11 games, and then the loss in the overtime game versus Sylacauga in the first round of the playoffs, our first ever playoff trip.
It was cold that night. We had kids wearing pantyhose.
That's what John Goodman said. He said it's the coldest game he'd ever been a part of.
Yeah. It was. I tell you, freezing. They were building fires on the sideline.
I remember that game. Because my sister would have been, you know, in the band at that time. Because she's 4 years older than me. So I remember, and it, like I say, it was freezing. Matter of fact, I want to say I had like a hunting jumpsuit on because it was so cold sitting in the stands.
You under Woody, he had a couple of good runs too. You know, we 1 year went to the quarterfinals with him. He had another team I thought that was just as good in the early 90s. What about some of those teams? I mean, they compare, when you kind of start comparing, it's kind of difficult, I know, but that was in the same kind of generation. It was, you know, some good football back then. How did some of those teams rank as far as in your mind, is some of the best that Tallahassee's had?
Well, I was real fond with Yankee and them because, excuse me, because I started with them, and they'll always be probably number one. But Hutchinson and Rivers, that group, hey, we'd go out on the corner and fake that pitch to it, man, and Jonathan just, he'd get them long legs going, and he was in the end zone in no time.
Don't know how many times he took off with that keeper down the sideline.
Boy, he could, and he could throw the ball too.
Sure.
But I have to tell you this, and I'm not talking bad about Woody. Woody didn't want to throw the ball. We beat Real Town one time because we threw the ball.
Yeah.
We was running it and beating them to death on that. Hey, we got to do something good. Back them out. Coach, fly pattern, post. No, I can't do it. Trust me, it's a TD. Throw it. Touchdown.
How often did you have that kind of trust from the head coaches that, you know, they'd say, yeah, you know, that you had influence on them making changes along the way?
Well, I had Woody out in the press box, and we would go that. I'd find out, being a defensive coach, that's what I looked at all the time, where the defense was lining up and what they would give us. No matter what sport it is, you take what the defense will give you. The other team lined up, and they would show a pattern, and that's the way we went. Now, you got to remember, Woody and I go back a long way. See, we both graduated from Lee High School in Montgomery. He was a grade ahead of me, but Woody was
quite the athlete, huh?
He was tough, and if they'd have just let him jam it when he was playing, he'd tear the gold down. He was good. But it's just, you know, you got to work and you got to trust each other. That's the main problem. You know, you got to get up there and, hey, that trust is earned in your work habits. You work real good, work real close. Let's try this. You have coaches meeting on Sunday afternoon and you make a plan. That's what we did.
You know, 84, you were there on the staff when it was the first year Tallahassee and Real Town played. They're bringing the game back this year. We talked a lot about that. In that game, there was that, from a lot of people that played in that game that I know, they say that you were one of the main reasons that maybe was that little extra motivational edge that Tallahassee needed to win the first one, that we weren't going to lose to Real Town. And then maybe there was something that you said here or there, maybe in practice that week or even in the locker room that night. Can you talk about that if you can go back?
I don't remember everything that we said then, but there's certain coaches over there. I admire the man, but I didn't get any respect for him, from him. And I said, we're going to show him. We're going to beat him. Don't matter what we're going to do. And I can remember one time that O'Thomas kept running the ball, and we kept wearing him down. And then they called timeout, and this was the first time that coaches could go on the field to the huddle. Walked out there, and they were just shaking their head. And this coach is over there, and he was giving them down the country. And he had old Thomas up there, and he kept telling them, you know, you got to go after it, man. You got to get up, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And I said, listen, y'all hear that? That's what's going to beat them. The man just, you know, no respect. There's a good team that's over there, but he's going to get the ball from now on, and all you got to do is tattoo him. That's what they did. 36-21, I think that's
right.
The final score. I love playing Tallapoosa County teams.
I guess there was a little bit more of an incentive there with your wife being an alum herself of Realtown, right?
From Realtown, yeah. Alabama.
What, yeah. How did she feel
did
about that?
But then the next year, let's see who it was. Beck was the coach, and
it was not that good.
It was 35 to nothing.
Lopsided the other way.
We should have stayed at home.
Yeah.
Because he asked my wife, he said, "Now, which side are you going to sit on tonight? You better sit on the winning side, and that's our side." She said, "No, I got to support my husband." I said, "Well, you better look at the final score."
So where does that rank at Realtown Tallahassee rivalry? I know it hasn't been around for a long, long time, but as far as some of those big games that you guys always look forward to.
Well, it was a rival game. We didn't mark it on the calendar. At least I didn't. I just took it as another game because if you look ahead, something's going to happen.
Right.
And let's see. I think I'm still in the win column more than the L column against Realtown by being on the staff.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that they had played 16 times. I started to try to look up and see if they had played when Hot O'Brien was coaching.
No, I didn't start until 84. That was the very first one.
First year. Well, we were supposed to play them in the spring that year, but I forgot what happened. So it was better that we played them in the regular season. But I hate what happened. And it wasn't anything to do with the administration or anything. It's just, you know, rival neighborhoods.
Hmm.
Individuals didn't like individuals. Stuff happened. But it was bad. It's good. Good money maker, like Elmore County.
Sure.
Elmore County is a good money maker for Tallahassee.
No doubt. Here's a message from one of your former players, Miles Hathcock, said you earned his respect on the night when you guys were on the bus at Central of Coosa County. You remember that team, still around. He said he was a junior, and you said you ripped on a few seniors pouting about not getting to play. Said you told them the truth, our first victory, and they all were concerned about themselves. Said when you spoke, you were listened to. You didn't speak often, but when you did, people heard you. So what do you say about that?
There you go.
Nothing to say about it, huh?
No, you're going to get me upset when people say that. I figure you're going to, what old country would say about what and Shane would say if they were behind, they hated to go to the dressing room.
Yes.
But, no, it wasn't anything bad. It's just that, you know, like he said, a lot of people were pouting because they wasn't playing. And can't help that. In the heat of battle, you got to play the best ones. But we had a good attitude. Well, you remember this. Hey, I'd take whatever was left and put them on the kicking teams. Not saying you're going to get your respect there, but you're going to have a lot of people wanting to play. They're getting to shine. Hey, it's a kickoff. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be out there on the field.
Yeah.
Mama's going to see me run down the field. Put them out there, give them a chance to play. You never know what it might turn into being.
Could always,
all-state or whatever.
Right, could always be that spark that lights the light bulb.
That's right.
You just don't know.
So as you go back over about a 20-year stretch that you were in the coaching range here at Tallahassee, so give me some of the top players, some of the things that you remember about those guys that you get to watch and coach.
Mark McGee was good. He got his knee hurt, but he could have. I would imagine he could have played college football if he hadn't got hurt. He was good. Randy Stokes, of course, everybody knows what Randy did.
Yep.
He was good.
He did play college.
You know, I never did coach Randy because I was a junior high coach that year. He was a senior, but Shane and Solomon, Country, Big Michael Dennis. Now I tell you. The big old boy, we'd have to bring him down here to the cotton gin and weigh him when we had physicals every year because Dr. Durden's scales wouldn't go that high. But he could get moving his first, I'd have to say, first 10 yards. He was tough.
Yeah.
He could catch the bus. But there's a lot of them, and I don't want to just single this one out and that one out. There's a lot of good players.
Any okay. games or moments that stand out to you when you kind of go back over that time that just were some of the your favorite memories?
One of the favorite ones was we played Chilton County. And I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 points. They had just scored, went ahead, and wasn't very much left time left in the game. They kicked off to us. We ran a couple of plays and moved down into their territory. And we had to call timeout. Time was running out on the clock. And I don't know, some people say there was 47 seconds left on the clock. I don't remember what it was. But we called timeout, and Yankee and all of them came to the sideline. We were standing there. And you're not going to believe this. Some of them may say it. We drew a play up on the dirt on the chalkboard. And we're going to run this. Solomon's going to come out of the backfield after everybody takes him to different corners of the end zone. And Yankee threw it to him. There was just a few seconds left on the clock, and Solomon caught it with his broke arm for the winning touchdown. And we beat him 2 points once we kicked the extra point.
Very last play of the game.
Yep, right down to it. And, hey, we drew that play up in the dirt, they say.
Just playground football, huh?
That's right. It worked, too. But I'd say Solomon's tough.
You know, I never heard that he had a broken arm. Did not realize that.
Oh, yeah. He played 6 or 7 ball games. They put a cast on Saturday morning, and they cut it off on Friday afternoon. Dr. Durden, wow. Well, he put a lot of cast on that boy's arm. But he played with a broke arm. And we would have to put pads all over it, or they wouldn't let him play.
Yeah. Well, he's coming in Thursday. We'll have to ask him more about that, to talk about that.
Buddy, I don't remember him fumbling the ball after wearing all that or not.
You know, you were at Lee during a time when, Lee was one of the top programs, obviously, in the state and, you know, one of the biggest schools for a long stretch and graduated there. And then you come, later you end up at a school like Tennessee. It's a little bit different, to say the least. It's a small town, small school, one horse town here, kind of. What's it like at a Friday night at like a Tennessee game versus something like when you go into Crampton Bowl, for instance?
Well, I have to tell you that 3 years I was at Lee, there was 3 state championships. There's 3 state championship trophies in the lobby. And also, Tennessee was on Lee's schedule. Now, you talk about a crowded Crampton Bowl back then. I think somebody said that whole town of Tennessee closed. See, the head coach was Coach Tom Jones.
Yeah,
and his brother was the principal at the elementary school or grammar school.
Here in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Melvin, that's correct.
And so I think Coach Jones had Tennessee on it to help out their athletic program because they made everything went to Tennessee from that game. Lee got no funds from it whatsoever, concession and whatever they got in the ticket sales.
I did not know that.
How about that?
So that was.
So you were familiar with Tennessee from that standpoint.
We'd come to back road. You'd go all the way around the world, come up here and play basketball in the old gym.
Yeah.
Sweat box, buddy. It was bad.
Yeah.
You'd make a layup and run out the door.
You graduated from Lee in what year?
64.
So how good was those Tennessee-Lee basketball matchups? You said you had Coach Weaver. I know. Yeah.
They were close.
I know football, Tennessee has never beaten Lee. In football, they played a lot, like you said, into the 60s, and Tennessee is not one again.
We just had more players than Tennessee did. We wore them down.
And we hear a lot about Tennessee Lanier back in the O'Brien day. That's what used to be, but later Lee became kind of a rivalry for Tennessee, and I now hear the reasons why. You brought a piece of paper in with a lot of notes on it. I'm curious, is there anything that you need to cover on that? I'd like to hear if we hadn't covered it yet. You got a lot of stuff written down there.
I just wrote stuff down, like, you said you was going to talk about these teams and the records that they had. And, like you said, in 83, we were the region champs, 9-2-1. We had the only tie in the state of Alabama that year with Auburn.
Really?
2020.
Yeah, I remember it was a tie. Why would nobody else have had a tie that year?
The officials left.
Were we supposed to be in the overtime era at that point?
Oh, yeah, we were.
Hmm.
But, officials left and
why
they didn't load back up and go. I don't know. I don't question that. I I don't want to look at it too much because they scored on the defense, and we had a stunt, and they ran right by him. We didn't make the tackle, and they scored to tie the game.
And there was an opportunity for Tallahassee late in that game where a catch was made. I know Shane and John talked about it, Shane Yankee and John Goodman. And John says, I caught the ball. Shane says he caught the ball. We would have had a chance to line up for a field goal, which would have been well within his range.
But
didn't get that opportunity.
No, they didn't.
And it ended up 20-20. But I know there used to be ties in high school football and didn't have overtime. But by then, there was an overtime.
There was an overtime.
And then the officials left the field.
And the officials left, and we were the only ones. I tell you, Bo Scott got upset about all that, but just have to live with it. But we were the only ones in Alabama that had a tie. Auburn and Tallahassee, 20-20. But, hey, we, being cold, played Sylacauga the first year. Hey, I've only been through another time when it was real cold, and that was when I was coaching at Highland Home, and we played Raymer. It was so cold that the fog came in and the ducks and the geese started landing on the field. It was cold. Our kicker broke his foot kicking off.
That was
bad.
That's bad.
When it's that
must cold.
Be cold.
Yeah, it's that cold. They didn't know. But one of the memories that I've got is when we played Hanley that year. See, we played them the first, and
they beat you in the first game during the regular season.
They beat us the first game, and they gave us no respect whatsoever. I didn't call in any favors. I just called several people. I had 10 games of their film, if the right guard wanted to blow his nose or the quarterback had to scratch his ear, I knew exactly what they was fixing to do. We called timeout one time. It was fourth down and about a yard to go. We called timeout, and they said, well, what are we going to do? I said, well, we're going to watch them. They're going to run 47. That's the power out of the wishbone off the left side. No, Coach, no. I said, you just watch it. Quarterback's going to look left his first time.
It's a tendency that he had, right?
It's a tendency that he had, and the stud halfback is going to get the ball. This is what they're going to do. Pay attention. And we moved into a 44 defense instead of the one we normally run, called an X stunt. And I don't know if it was Vault or Mitchell. Met the fella in the backfield, and they just took him 2 yards back. They didn't get nothing. That was it. Like I said, man, he got upset about that because he thought that they had the good team. I said, you know, you have to watch your tendencies. Because we got together as coaching staff, and we changed a lot of stuff when we made that final run. The tendencies that we had.
That season was a 5-5 regular season. It was a very tough schedule. It kind of got you battle tested, but you guys really got going when it counted that year.
We played some powerhouses. People's got to look at the schedule. You know, Wetumpkin, Stanhope, and all those folks were big. They were in a higher classification than what we were. Although back in '80s and '81, before they went to the 6 classifications, everybody was in the same one. We was in 3A with Wetumpkin, Stanhope, and all them. Then they moved up, and Tallahassee stayed the same.
The Hanley matchup that you bring up there, a lot of times we met them in the postseason, and didn't go our way with Coach Weaver, I know, with a couple of those. There was a game that came down to the finish, obviously, on a field goal game.
They beat us in overtime, I think.
It cost us a chance at a state championship when we had a really good team.
Yeah, they would always pull our plug in the first round.
Yep.
You always have to come back and play somebody in your region. But that's a game of football. You never know who you're going to play, but be prepared on Friday night.
Was our best chance at a state title that 84 season? I mean, obviously, you made during your time. I know in 99, right after you had retired, they made it to the semis again that year, but still.
I thought that that was probably it, but now I got to tell you that that team with Rivers and Hutchison and that bunch, I think they went, what, the best they had. They won went 10 games.
Went to the quarterfinals one year, yeah.
And I think they had a shot.
One of those teams probably was the team that lost to Hanley in the first round was very good. But the next year is when they made the stretch into the quarters.
Let's see. What was it? That's about right. But I got to also tell you this about Pike County.
That was in 88. If it's the one I'm thinking about, my senior
year. You probably
year.
Remember this, too.
Stephen Coleman there.
Steve Coleman.
Return man, yeah.
He lines back up there. Hey, return man, punt, kickoff. Emphatically, I'm talking about beat the fist on the desk. Do not kick the ball to Coleman. Don't kick the ball to Coleman. Kick it out of bounds or kick it and hit one of the up linemen, but don't kick it deep and kick it to Coleman. We line up, and Lord help,
right to him.
That ball just went right straight to him. He didn't even move except for taking two steps, and he was in the end zone. Ran straight up the field.
I remember that. Like it was yesterday.
Like a rocket ship, man. And it didn't – hey, that was on a kickoff.
That was the very first play of the game.
Yep. I bet there wasn't 8 seconds to tick off that clock. That gentleman was swift.
And you know,
you can't say fast. He was swift.
Well, and we had
did the same thing on the punt return later.
Oh yeah,
I think.
Yep.
On
and
the very
then,
next series,
kick it, you know, shank the punt, do something.
Yeah,
run it, try to get a first down, but don't kick it. Kick it right to him. He feels that thing, and he's runs up it. The field again. Yep. This boy had 3 touchdowns on kicks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I don't
he was in sport. I remember he was featured in Sports Illustrated that year. You know, the faces in the crowd, one of those top players up and coming. And,
right.
And he was one of the best players in the state, obviously. I think Pike County ended up winning the state championship that year.
They won the state championship, and it had a big old end, too.
Right. Coach Archer is right. That guy
Fred Baxter, I think, was the end you're talking about.
He was super fast. And, you know, we had Keith Tuck on our team, Alfred Rivers on our team.
We had some fast folks, but they couldn't touch you.
They couldn't touch that dude. He was super fast. And, you know, that's funny that Coach Archer brought that up because, I mean, I remember that just like it was yesterday. We kicked to him. Very first play of the game, he runs it all the way back. Then it seems like we go like 3 and out or something
three
like
that. 3 and out, punt
to him,
and
he runs it all the way back. We're down 14-0 within the first
2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes of the ball game. But now we battled back and actually made it a ball game. And we were one of the teams, one of the few teams in 88 that played them close. Everybody else, they blew out. And so even through the playoff runs. Now, that I thought in 88, of course, we got beat by B.B. Coleman 5 overtimes in the first round of the playoffs. But I thought we could have maybe went a little deeper than we did.
How about that game? One of the wildest games, a 5 overtime game.
It's almost 100 points, about 90-something points.
47-45, yeah. 92
points. That's the most. Hey, it's in the record book. That's the most points ever scored in a playoff in Alabama. And it –
they had that big old defensive tackle.
Overtime here and overtime there. And what was the little boy that kicked the extra points?
What was that dude's name?
Scott Hewitt. Yeah. Mike Seegers was
but
one of the kickers.
He kicked it and he kicked it and he kicked it. We just tied it up and tied it up and tied it up. And I don't know. I guess his leg just gave out because he done kicked four overtime field goals.
Went for 2 at the end and got stuffed, I guess, on a 47-40. But didn't you? I guess Keith was the last guy to get a chance at 47-45. We lost to
him. Well, see, when Rice was here and we played Sylacauga, and I got to tell you this, old cat man, Michael Henderson, he's tough. And God knows that he scored. Everybody in the stands knows he scored.
Except for the referee.
Referee said that the ball didn't make it in the end zone. But we all believe that we beat Sylacauga that night.
That was in overtime? So he was the last one to have it?
He was the last one. And when Catman, when he started squealing, you got out of the way.
Is that where the cat came from, the Catman?
Yep. He flat would run over you, buddy. He'd get upset a little bit. Oh, Cat, you ain't doing much. You got to run, man. Got to run. He'd get out there and he'd run over 5 or 6 the next time he'd come back. Well, did you like that run, Coach? Yeah. Tallahassee has had some great players. good ones. They've had some average players that's made some good games. Now there's been some superstars, but there's been some average folks that's played above their capability, and they've won a lot of games. And I have a lot of respect for them. Going back, coaches think about this, that, and the other. The community is going to be all up in arms whenever, what is it, a Thursday night game?
For Real Town this year, yep.
And I don't understand this battle of the Tallapoosa.
You don't like that?
This is just another high school football game, man.
He's a coach.
This ain't no Alabama and Auburn game or LSU and whatever.
Just another game.
It's just Coach another. This is
that's what you need to do when you know when they get ready to play. Then they bring you in the locker room to tell the players that.
No, give the pep talk.
Hey, just another game. Just look at it this way: you work Monday through Thursday, and if you ain't ready by Friday night, you ain't no sense in putting that uniform on. There's a lot of things that was said in the dressing room. There's a lot of different motivational speeches and all.
That is correct.
And Wayne Cahee, boy, he got me fired up one time. They put it in the paper. The country boys are coming to whoop up on the city boys. Yeah. Wayne Cahee, look at that score, 28-0, man. You didn't even pass the 50-yard line. Don't say that.
What game are you talking about?
Dable-Tallahassee? Dable and Tallahassee.
What year was it, though?
1983.
Yeah. And that was the headline, Country Boys are coming to
the
city.
That's what was in the paper, mm-hmm. Montgomery Advertiser.
Yeah.
Big story.
That right. was funny.
He shouldn't have said that. Then we played him the next year, 21-0.
Yeah. So I ask almost every coach that's now retired, what's the hardest part when you don't get to go out there and do it again? I mean, when you're watching as a fan and you're not coaching in it, now what do you miss most?
Being with the players, camaraderie with the players, just sitting there being around it. Hey, my family, when I first got out of coaching and everything, about the last of June, 1st of July, we got to go somewhere. Daddy's getting patient. He's getting antsy. Football season starting. He ain't going to school. They would say it. Each and every time. I miss it. I still miss it. But
you think you could diagram a few plays on defense, too?
Oh, you give me some film, I'll stop anybody. I'll try my best.
Do you still go to the games? Some, at least.
I did, but it was like this. Everybody wanted to analyze. I'd go and I'd try to hide myself, because if somebody catch me, they want to analyze what's going on. And when Coach Battle came to town, and he asked me to come, I said, "Coach, this is your team. I've been there. I've had my time. This is yours." "Well, come on, you can come on down on the field." I said, "No, I'll come and I'll watch. I'll listen to you on the radio, whatever, and we'll talk about the game if you want to, but." It's your time, because I've been through that. And I explained to him, "Hey, I don't need to be standing there and somebody be questioning what you're doing." See, Coach Battle and them lived out there in one of our houses for a long time before they bought the other house.
Right.
And we talk about it. And this is old war story, but I knew Coach Battle when he was running around being a small child. I coached in Georgia, and his dad coached in Georgia same time. His dad won a state championship, Clinch County. I was at Bacon County. And each Saturday morning, we take our film. This is when you did the films.
Right.
We take our film to the same processing place. You know, Coach Battle would be laying up there in his daddy's car, asleep, but he'd be with him. He said, "Yeah, I remember all that." But that's a long time
ago. How far back does that go?
Oh, I coached in Georgia in the 70s.
Yeah, he was a little boy.
Yeah,
Coach Battles and myself are the same age, so that had been the early 70s, somewhere in there, middle 70s.
It was. But
will you attend the Tallahassee Real Town game to kick off the season this year?
Uh-uh.
Is there a reason?
If the virus still going on, I ain't.
Is that the reason?
I don't get out much unless I got to go to, hey, man, I got a little age on these bones over here.
Well, you know, and that's something that's certainly not to be ignored, that it probably is going to have some impact on the attendance.
So. Yeah.
But, you know, it just everybody's got their problems and all, but, you know, there's certain things that people with certain conditions don't need to be doing out in front of all everybody. And I just, if I got to run to the store, I will, but I've got a mask on. I got the mask out there, but I didn't figure you fellas would be too harmed. If something happens to me, I know where it came from. I know where both of you live, so.
Well, I hadn't been out a whole lot either, Coach.
Coach Battles has said himself that this game, it's the right game, all the circumstances are right. It's just the wrong year, and I hope that maybe between now and August that things will change. But so people can go to the game and not be concerned with that. But I understand what you're saying.
It's gonna be good. Other than that, I probably sneak by and see what it is, and I support them. I listen to them, and I want them to fight just as, you know, hard as anybody else. And because they have a good spot in my heart. Been here a long time.
Well, I know it's the same for you with those players that, like Philip mentioned, and Miles, and those who chimed in this morning for what you did and gave to the program. We appreciate your time. It's always fun to talk.
I thought Steve Stokes was going to call.
Yeah, he called earlier.
A few questions.
He said he'd be listening. He called earlier.
Oh, so, he's just going to listen.
He's working now,
he's
supposedly.
He's working. Yeah. So, he's working down in the vault, so he can't.
Yeah, that's get right. Down in Montgomery in the court system there. Yeah.
Maybe he'll call up. It was a great run those times. Tallahassee won a lot of ball games. Tallahassee lost some ball games. And I enjoyed my time at Tallahassee. Big R was good to me.
And, I enjoyed him as a coach and a teacher.
So. Russell Stokes for hiring you so you had that opportunity. We appreciate your time, Coach. Thank you for coming down
all
today.
All right. Thank you all for having me.
We'll stay in touch. We'll keep you right here to kind of go back and relive some of the great history. 100th season of Tallahassee football coming up this fall when Tallahassee and Realtown kick it off on August the 20th at J.E. Heidebrand Stadium. More coming up. Thanks again, Coach Frank Autry with us right here on the Wake Up Call.